Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, let me first start off by welcoming you to the Ben Ferguson Podcast and saying Happy Easter. I hope that you're having a fabulous day, remembering what a miracle happened on this day. And if you're a Christian, especially, this weekend is so important to so many Christians. So I hope you got to spend it with your family, with your friends, and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope you were able to attend church. And I just want to say Happy Easter to all of you, and thank you for being a part of this show. Now, with that being said, let's get some of the news of the day. There was a funeral that began for a police officer, Jonathan Diller, who was killed. He was a New York police officer killed in Queens by an illegal immigrant and leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old child. Donald Trump decided to go to that funeral. On the same exact day at Radio City Music Hall, former presidents Clinton, Obama, and Joe Biden were having a $20-something million fundraiser with a bunch of Hollywood elites. What do they do before that event? They did a podcast. Yeah, they had time to sit down and do a podcast, a liberal podcast, but they didn't have time to actually honor a fallen police officer who leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old child. The local Fox affiliate in New York had part of that story. Listen.
Honor of Officer Jonathan Diller being held tonight in his hometown of Massapequa Park.
Fox 8 Jonah Goldberg shows us how this community is still reeling from the loss.
Ribbons and blue bunting hang along the streets of Jonathan Diller's hometown of Massapequa Park, where the fallen NYPD officer lived with his wife Stephanie and one-year-old son Ryan. The days since Diller's death have been dark and difficult, but it's the communities coming together that makes such a tragedy a little brighter. For Lori Logan, it's a labor of love. She's making hundreds of bows with ribbon donated by local florists.
It's just something that you have to do. You know, it makes me feel good. It's the only thing I can do.
I really appreciate you guys all doing this.
Selfless volunteers are in charge of perfect placement.
Just want to support the Dillers right now.
The ribbon is a symbol of support for the Dillers and all of the men and women who put their lives on the line every day to protect us.
I hope they just remember that Our officers go to work every day and don't know if they're going to come home. And unfortunately, Officer Diller's not coming home.
From bows to baby food, Project Thank a Cop is collecting items, including toys and monetary donations for Diller's wife and son.
As soon as we found out the horrible news, we just went into mode.
Horrible news hits close to home for Lisa Tuzolo. She's the wife of NYPD Sergeant Paul Tuzolo, who was killed in the line of duty back in 2016.
Jonathan's killer was arrested 21 times. Paul's killer was arrested 11. When is enough enough?
Lisa, who has spoken to Stephanie's family, encourages others to contribute to organizations to help the Dillers, whose world, as she puts it, has come crashing down.
The same way those line of duty widows that came before me helped me, it is my responsibility to help those that come after me.
The community will come together at 7 o'clock for a vigil to honor Diller. A wake will be held here at Massapequa Funeral Home on Thursday and Friday. His funeral is on Saturday morning. Jody Goldberg, Fox 5 News.
Now, the most disgusting part about all this is the fact that the media is trying to cover up the information that we just told you. This guy was arrested 21 times before he killed this cop. Cold-blooded murderer, shot and killed him right there in Queens. CNN's John King said this about crime. He said, hey, some crime is up. Some crime is up. Some. But Trump's trying to exploit disconnect between perception and the stats, he says. Listen to this on CNN.
And CNN chief national correspondent John King and CNN senior political analyst Nia Malika Henderson. John, what message is the campaign trying to send by bringing Obama, Clinton, and Biden together tonight?
The biggest message is that the big guns in the Democratic Party are all on the same team, all rowing in the same direction. You will not see, for example, George W. Bush, the only living Republican former president. You're not going to see him raising money for Donald Trump. You're not even going to see Mike Pence or Dick Cheney, Republican vice presidents. Mike Pence was Donald Trump's vice president. He says he can't vote for him. So the Democrats are trying to send a message that we are unified. Now, the biggest takeaway, Wolf, though, is all that money, $25 million plus. I bet by the end of the week they say it's even higher than that. Fundraising does not win elections. But if you spend that money wisely, it can win elections. It can help you win elections. And the president has a lot of cracks in the Democratic coalition. He's already up on TV targeting black voters, already up targeting Latino voters. He's got a lot of work to do. When you have a lot of work to do, a lot of money helps.
Certainly does. As they say, money talks when it comes to politics. Nia Malika.
By the way, I love how they start this. They're like, oh, this is all about the money. Who cares here, right? New York Post today. This is what the front of the New York Post looks like. Trump attends wake for killed hero New York Police Department cop. And three Democratic presidents shut down city for a glitzy $25 million fundraiser. They have give and take. Giving is Donald Trump. Taking are these Democrats. Now, it gets even worse. Listen to CNN again. Their headline, Biden camp, historic $25 million haul from event with Obama and Clinton in New York City. They shut down the city for this.
How key is President Obama's embrace to help energize so-called disaffected Democratic voters?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we have seen President Obama on the campaign trail before. You think back to 2022 when he played a role in that Georgia Senate race, was very good at really, I think, stitching together a good coalition to back Raphael Warnock in that race in Georgia. And those are the kind of voters, African-American voters, young voters, Latino voters, as well as suburban voters. Those are the kind of voters that that Obama is so good at energizing and sort of branding the Democratic Party as a winning party, as the party of the future, as a sort of normal party. I think John rightly points out that part of tonight is just showcasing the Democratic brand. And that's something that Obama can do, I think, for Biden. And he obviously has done that before in 2020. I'm sure his wife, Michelle Obama, at some point will get out on the campaign trail. He has expressed some concern about this election, given what we've seen from the polls, that it's obviously very, very close. So he can really have a sort of all hands on deck, really rowing in the same direction, all of these Democratic presidents, including President Clinton, and getting folks energized and also like engaged. And I think Biden is obviously aware that Democrats aren't quite paying attention yet. And so part of this fundraiser is really just sort of piercing the bubble and really trying to break through to average voters that there's an election and the stakes are very high.
Yep, well said. You know, John, Seth Meyers poked a little fun at this event tonight. Watch this. Watch.
That's right. President Biden is set to appear at Radio City Music Hall with former President Barack Obama, and they definitely know how to sell it.
All right, just to be precise, that banner that we just saw under Radio City Music Hall, that isn't real. But, John, is there some truth in that?
Oh, there's maybe some truth in the idea that Obama has more celebrity status than Biden. But Joe Biden is the president right now. He's the incumbent president of the United States. It is his record and his performance that will be judged by the voters in November. I think it does highlight the point that one of the things I have learned in my travels over the last 6 months or so is that a lot of voters out there, voters who voted for Biden in 2020 and are disillusioned. Maybe it's inflation. Maybe it's their own circumstances. Maybe they just think Washington's not working. What has it done for me lately? They want to see him. They want him to be more visible. So that's a piece of humor there. But I do think it highlights the idea that, you know, as I said before, there are cracks in the Democratic coalition. And Nia makes a key point. You have Bill Clinton, right? You know, the last president to have a balanced budget. He was the different kind of Democrat, more of a centrist. Obama, more left of center. Obamacare. They want to talk about the issues, reproductive rights. They want to talk about civil rights. They want to talk about gay rights. They want to talk about the issues that they hope will motivate those disillusioned voters out there to remind them. Maybe you're mad about something. Maybe you're mad about Israel Gaza. A lot of young voters very angry at the president right now about that. Maybe you're mad about that. But look at the broader issues portfolio that we put forward, these three Democratic presidents. Then look at the other guy. There's your choice.
Very important. You know, Nia, this event at Radio City Music Hall later tonight already has raised, what, $25 million. That's a massive haul for President Biden, further widening his cash edge over Trump. But how does the campaign convert that into actual support?
By the way, I love how we're 4 minutes in. 4 minutes in, and they still have not mentioned Trump being in town or the fallen police officer. All propaganda the entire time, telling you why everyone else sucks and this guy's amazing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a very interesting article written by Michael Goodwin. And it was in the New York Post, and it said the media's mob's free pass for the Bidens at any sign of scrutiny is no accident. They're all in on it. He's exactly right. It said this, sometimes a scoop is just a good story, and sometimes it reveals an agenda. The agenda version is front and center with a widespread media pronouncement that the GOP bid to impeach President Biden is stalled. You wouldn't know it. CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Politico, and others on the left all reached exactly the same conclusion at the exact same time. And it's not a coincidence. It's a conspiracy. I think they act the same way because they're on the same team, the author says. He's absolutely right. They're wrong that the probe is dead. But in saying so prematurely, they reveal their goal. From the get-go, they made certain the public would never know the full story of Biden's involvement in his family's influence-peddling schemes by ignoring or discrediting enormous amounts of evidence showing the president played a direct role and shared in the booty. They withheld key facts and deprived the probe of the oxygen needed to sustain broad public support. They didn't care about the web of 20 shell companies Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and associates set up to collect suspicious payments from around the world. They didn't care when they found more than $20 million went to the family when Joe was the vice president alone, to which the media yawned, despite the courageous testimony last week of Tony Bobulinski and IRS whistleblowers. And despite Joe's obvious lie that he never discussed the businesses of his family with his son, he said that how many different times to the American people over and over again, right? He said that, oh, I never talked to my son about his business, right? Well, the captured press corps pretends not to notice the corroborating evidence against the big guy. What about all of Joe's phone calls into business meetings, right? He lied about that. Did the media ask any questions? No. Does anyone really believe that Jim Biden gave a check for $240,000 to Joe and believe that they were, quote, loan repayments with no paperwork? Of course not. On the same day money was coming in from Chinese communists? Of course not. But the media refused to ask the questions. And by the way, all they could ask was, hey, we want some proof. If this really was a loan repayment, then why won't the White House provide proof that it was, in fact, a loan repayment? The media ignores all of this and more for the most disgraceful reason. They don't want to do anything that would help, you guessed it, Donald Trump. That is how much they hate him. They would rather protect a failing, corrupt president. One compromised by millions and millions of dollars his family received from China alone, than do anything that might lead to a second Trump presidency. And these are the same people who declared Trump a danger to democracy. Their protection racket is a break with history and journalism itself, the author goes on to write. Not long ago, when prominent media organizations had even a fraction of the documentation amassed against Biden, there was fierce competition to get the big story first. But on this one, they know the story's real. And what are they doing? Not a damn thing to cover it. There was also something else the author wrote, which I thought was actually very interesting. And this is what it said. Joe's Watergate. It happened during the Watergate scandal of Richard Nixon. And again, with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Both cases featured a race each and every day by the media to see who could advance what the public knew first. When Trump was the target, the race became so frantic that innuendo and anonymous allegations replaced actual facts. Russia, Russia, Russia turned America upside down for more than 2 years, distorted the 2018 midterm elections, and earned Pulitzer Prizes for the Times and the Washington Post for stories whose key assertions were then debunked. Don't worry, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists still have their prize. The same thing happened when Nancy Pelosi's Democratic House impeached Trump over the Ukraine phone call. Never mind that compelling evidence undercut the allegations. Get Trump was the order of the day, and Dems and the newsrooms captured it all. Fairly judged, the Russian-Ukraine narrative should be seen for what they were, massive disinformation campaigns that aimed to sway American voters. Contrast those precedents with what's happening now. With Biden on defense, the media are taking the opposite approach. Yes, the opposite approach. Instead of throwing their best reporters, into the fray, the big outlets circle the wagons around the president and echo White House talking points to a T. They aren't practicing journalism. They are doing public relations for the Biden crime family. It's why I call them the Praetorian Guards. In hindsight, it is amazing how little original reporting the Times and others have done on Biden's Watergate. What stands out is how they have ignored any sign he is guilty and make a huge deal out of claims of his innocence. They aren't even curious about how the Bidens got so rich and what exactly they were selling to foreign powers. The current wave of media malpractice became apparent in October of 2020. It was late in the presidential campaign when the Post reported on the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. The very first article on the front page of the October 14th edition began this way. Hunter Biden introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company, according to emails obtained by The Post. The story quoted from the email, which says, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and a pleasure." The story also cited another email on the laptop where a Burisma official asked Hunter for, quote, advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. That pattern, readers would learn, was repeated with wealthy and often corrupt individuals from numerous countries, including Russian oligarchs. So what happened? The media didn't race to the story. They ran away from it. And how big of a cover-up was it? Well, let's talk about big tech and the cover-up there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk about Big Tech's cover-up. In a sign of how important the story was, Big Tech censored it. Thanks to Elon Musk and others, we know the FBI played a key role in making sure social media kept the public in the dark. Despite Tony Bobulinski's public verification of the emails his name was on, Biden's campaign helped organize the misleading letter. I would say it's straight up lies and disinformation by 51 former intelligence officials saying the laptop had, quote, earmarks of Russian disinformation, even though the people signed that letter knew that it in fact was a real laptop that actually belonged to Hunter Biden. Even then, the FBI had the laptop in their possession. Even then, the FBI had the laptop and secretly verified its authenticity. But the letter has never been recanted. The effort recalled the FBI's role in 2016. They knew that they were lying to the American people before the election in 2020. And let's go back even before that, in 2016, when it spied on Trump's campaign and then leaked unproven allegations to try to prevent him from becoming president. That was your government that did that. And now, in Trump's third campaign, the methods of some of the players are different, but the goals are the same. For example, the Justice Department and like-minded Democrats in Georgia and New York are trying to lock him up. New York's rabidly partisan attorney general is trying to bankrupt Trump, and Dems in at least 12 states wanted to ban him from the ballot until the Supreme Court intervened in a 9-0 decision, trying to take away your right to choose who you want to be the president of the United States of America. Yes, the left and the media doesn't want the voters to actually pick the president anymore. They don't believe that you as a voter have the right to pick who you want to be the president. Some congressional Democrats are exploring ways to remove Trump if he is elected from office, already publicly saying that the shenanigans of 16 through 20 will continue if he is reelected. Biden, by the way, himself is no innocent bystander, the Post writes. He made it clear he wanted Trump prosecuted, and Attorney General Merrick Garland shamefully obeyed. Meanwhile, Garland did everything he could to keep from prosecuting Hunter Biden and prevented investigators from following the money, including, we're now being told, the CIA saying, stop looking over here at another major story that involved the Biden crime family. I told you about that just a week ago. Yes, they didn't want to incriminate him in any way. In any other era, if you describe the fact pattern to even a rookie journalist, the race to get the whole story would begin immediately. Yet America's best and brightest media know those facts and more, yet still look the other way. That's the real scandal. This article that I just read from you from Michael Goodwin at the New York Post might be one of the best articles that I have read, fully encapsulating exactly how corrupt the media is and how big the scandal is around all of this. And I'll go back to the bridge just that I talked about earlier. I want you to think about what a normal media should do when the president lies to the American people this way.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
There's no train bridge. As I said earlier, where's the media doing their damn job on that issue? Where is the media saying, with all due respect, Mr. President, it's impossible for you many, many times or even once to go over that bridge, take in the Francis Scott Key Bridge by rail? There's no way that's possible. Now, the only thing that I think may help overcome everything that I just talked about is what's happening around the country when it comes to the basic costs of goods and services. This is not something you're going to hear on the nightly news. I'm talking about big ABC, NBC, CBS, okay? You're not going to hear what I'm about to play for you. However, we are starting to see some of this at the local level. ABC Pittsburgh had this to say about voters going into the November elections.
Voters tell us what they're paying at the gas pump will definitely influence how they will vote in the presidential election. Everyone who shared their opinions with Pittsburgh's Action News 4 want to see gas prices become a focal point in this year's presidential election. How much does that annoy you?
Oh, a lot.
A lot. When things go up double compared to what it was last year, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. We got the resources in this country. Let's use them.
We've got the resources in this country. Let's use them. That's a report from the local ABC affiliate in Pittsburgh. I do think there is a chance that the media has been lying for so long to so many of us that when it comes to the issues here, okay, of the corruption of this media, that people are just not listening to them nationally like they used to. Let me just let you also hear what happened on CNN this morning. Representative Rupert Berger said this about the Baltimore Bridge.
We're waiting to learn more about that. And Congressman, can you also talk about just the Patapsco River? It is so critical for shipping and commerce. People may not realize it. So just temporarily even shutting it down or shutting it down for the long term, what kind of economic impact does this have by shutting down this waterway?
It will be a tremendous economic impact. Baltimore is one of the biggest, largest ports on the East Coast. Every day, day and night, we have shipping coming in and out throughout the world, throughout the United States. So this I can't even imagine how much we will have to deal with on the issue. Another thing that we have to be concerned about is the bridge that is there that collapsed, it took 5 years to build that. So who knows what we're going to do? We have two other tunnels that connect the parts of the area to the water. This area of eastern Baltimore County, again, is where Bethlehem Steel, there's a large center, really, called Trade Point Atlanta. And they have a tremendous amount of people and development, and it's a billion-dollar project, and that would be impacted, too. We'll work it out.
So you listen to this congressman, Democrat, Baltimore area. He's telling you, I can't even imagine the economic impact of the Key Bridge collapsing, saying it will be tremendous, the economic impact. Tremendous, folks, tremendous. So when you hear tremendous, what you should all be really thinking about when you hear that is this. Why is it that this administration can't get their act together to do basic things to protect the American people and also our economy? You look at transportation, you have a transportation secretary that was chosen to fit a quota. That's the truth. You have a president that has no idea about the bridges and roads and what his transportation secretary is doing, right? Trying to find racist bridges, as I described earlier. You would also think the media would do their job on this issue, right? They would say, hey, is the transportation secretary completely out to lunch on issues that he needs to know about? But let's just go back to what's happening overall in this world right now. New York City, and I think this sums it up in such a great way, is now beginning to give out illegal immigrants prepaid debit cards as part of a $53 million pilot program that is incentivizing illegal immigrants to continue to flood into this country. Why? Because they want to destroy America and they want to rebuild it as a communist or socialist country. Officials in New York City officially start giving out those prepaid debit cards with your tax dollars to migrant families in the Big Apple. The first batch of debit cards, which are reportedly meant to be used by illegal immigrants to purchase food and baby supplies, were handed out on Monday to a handful of migrant families in New York City, Mayor Adams' office confirmed. The effort is part of a reported $53 million pilot program where credit cards will be handed out like candy to those immigrants who are already being housed in hotels that you're paying for every night. The program, which the mayor's office confirmed, will provide migrant families of four with two children under five with up to $350 every 7 days until the end of their stay. It began with a limited number of families on Monday and will expand, they say, to about 460 people over the next week. And then hopefully it will grow from there. Why would you not come to America if you get this much from America while bankrupting America? Look at what's happening in this country when it comes to Americans. Americans are suffering right now, and this is where I do believe the media is getting it wrong. I want to make that very clear. I think the media is really screwing up here. I think the media and most people understand what's happening in this country right now. They understand just how bad it is in this country right now, and they understand this is all because of Joe Biden. Trust in Biden versus Trump, a new poll out. Arizona, only 36% trust Joe Biden on the economy. 48% for Trump. In Florida, only 30% trust Joe Biden. 51% for Trump. In North Carolina, 34% for Biden. 46% for Trump. And in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan, just 38% believe that Biden can fix the problems of their economy, compared to 42% for Trump. And in Pennsylvania, 36% for Biden and 49% for Donald Trump. Who do you trust more on the issue of the economy? Trump is winning by a landslide. The media may be lying to you, but it may be catching up with them. Don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.